You got a booger picket, slipping on a 40. You know what makes me horny? Spread them legs, grab my eggs, fire up your grill and crack the kegs. Nobody fear, the party's here. Apple ass is coming, the funky drummer's drumming. You only came backstage to make the front page. You get me locked up, I get yourself knocked up. But I ain't with it, even if I did it. I got 100 homeboys to say I didn't hit it. My name's Apple ass, I got the funky rhymes. I make more papers in the LA Times. I don't do lines, but I put blunts. I don't rock fronts, but I stuff stunts. Fill them to the rim like a cup of coffee. If you don't know me, homie, back up on me. Cause I ain't saucy, I fly your head. You wind up dead. Advice, homeboy, think twice before you step up, step back, or catch a smack. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Welcome to episode 42. Shut up, Cincinnati. What'd you think? I was beatboxing.
That was absolutely the worst beatbox I've ever seen in my life. No. Dude, you can't get out of it. All you're doing is fucking up the audio, but either way, that's awful. That's awful.
I've heard worse.
What bass sounds like? That, the fuck is that, man?
You didn't like the beatboxing at all? No, I couldn't use my hands. No, beatbox, hit the mic.
The idea maybe was all right. You're just obviously not the person to pull it off. And no, I'm not saying I am. All right, but don't ever do it again.
I like my beatboxing. Do you? Yes or no? Let me know.
No one likes your fucking beatbox.
If you give me a chance, you move the microphone away and I get a chance to use my hands and my body, I can beatbox the fuck out of it. They call me Jamiroquai.
Fuck you. Anyways, what's up, man? Episode 42, starting out live.
Yeah, 42.
We told no one, so if anybody watches, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, but, you know, we didn't used to do the live thing anyway.
This again? No, this again? Yet. This motherfucker's knocking the mixer over, hitting the mic. Jesus Christ.
It hurts
Christ.
My feelings. Well, let's talk about the giant 800-pound elephant in the room.
We got an 800-pound elephant. Words.
Bars stopping serving liquor at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, the coronavirus peeks its head out from behind that tree at about 10:01 every night, but only if you're drinking.
But you know what? They've already, on the way over here, on your favorite station, WLW.
WLW.
They blasted 10 bars who were the worst offenders who have already gotten popped.
Like, well, as in last night, or are you talking about the one that the mayor started?
As in last night, and the one the mayor started.
The mayor's just like, hey, you sucked, and you sucked, and yeah, you sucked.
Mount Lookout Tavern, a bunch of bars in Oakley, they're nailing them for fucking, a couple of them, they said they let people drink after 10 last night. Apparently, that's going to be a pretty meaty fine.
Meaty. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure our establishment was taking them off the fucking tables quickly. I wasn't there at 10.
Yeah, I'm sure. But
either way, it was...
What do you think about the other day when 16 Florida Marlins showed up testing positive?
Baseball's fucked. I told you, and you laughed at my idea at the beginning of this baseball season where I said they should have done like UFC did with the Fight Island. They should have done a baseball island. The money's there. I know it would have been a big upkeeping, but the money's there. They could have got it done, and that would have been so much better. You're putting all these guys on planes and shit and letting them go home and go out to restaurants every night. Of course this is going to happen. They're putting out energy, so they're really, you know, this is going to happen. I think basketball is the only one that's doing it right now, and the UFC. Those are the only two. Basketball did that bubble idea. They put them there, they tested them, and they're leaving them in that. They can't fucking leave, basically.
And, yeah, but the UFC still got 8 people walking somebody to the ring.
Yeah, but they get tested before they get on a plane to go to that island.
Do they
get tested as soon as they get off the plane to go to the island. Then they're quarantined for 7 days, and then they're tested again. So they're, you know, by the time they're actually getting to the arena and the day of the sports, they've already gone through 4 different tests and been quarantined.
And that
anybody.
Makes sense. That
you know
makes
what I mean?
Sense.
They're going through a lot of shit in order to
but
do
But, I mean,
that.
The Reds game was postponed today. I don't know why. Was there rain coming in Detroit? I don't really know. But it was postponed, and tomorrow we have our first ever 7-inning doubleheader.
Fuck that.
In the history of baseball.
I'm not interested.
7-inning game.
That's stupid. That's a different game. How can you count that for the same W as the next? It's a different game at 7 innings.
For the same reason, in extra innings, they're putting somebody on second.
We're going to get like a 5-run rule here soon just to get the fucking season over?
Well, I'm at the point now where I'm starting to think that baseball, apparently the commissioner went to the players' organization and the coaches and basically said, hey, look, get this under control or we're going to fucking pull the plug on the season.
Yeah. Well, they probably should. They didn't do it right. I blame baseball. I don't blame the players or anything. I mean, that's baseball trying to pass the buck on the players, you know.
And there's been plenty of NBA players tested positive. Plenty of them.
Yeah. Has there already?
Well, not since this all started, but in the past, I'm talking.
No, not before. But I'm saying since the season started, the NBA, and then granted, the season just started technically yesterday.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they haven't had anything yet. Nothing big. No outbreaks. I mean, you're having outbreaks in baseball. It's not just like one guy getting – it's 13 players and
16 on
shit.
A 25-man roster?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Quite a bit.
I mean, that's a giant outbreak. It's a different story. I don't know. I think they can do it. Football, though, same thing with baseball. I think if they continue to do their way, the baseball's doing it, where these guys are traveling to different cities and spending weeks at different places, I think football's going to have the same problem. If not worse, because football, on the field, they're so fucking close to each other. Baseball, right. You're pretty spaced out. Football, they're smashing up against each other over and over and over again.
Yeah, they are.
So unless they do something, again, which I don't know the undertaking of having a fucking, at that point, have to build like 8 football fields and keep all those football teams, which are huge rosters, under a bubble. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you something's going to happen
right now. But the way
it's going to
work right now, it's not going to work.
Well, no, it's not. You've got all the high schools practicing right now.
Yeah.
What happens when, I mean, it's inevitable that there's going to be an outbreak on one of the high schools. It's going to happen. It's like, you know, hey, guys, I realize inconvenience to everybody's life, but maybe we pull our head out of our ass for a month or two, and then we don't have to deal with it ever again. You know what I mean?
Maybe there's truth to it or not. Fauci's saying they're pretty damn close to a cure already. You know, he said within a year. I mean, if it's that close, then... We have to shut down for a year. You know, it'd be the smartest move. I don't get it.
They won't
either
do
that
it.
Or have enough tests for every single person to get a fucking test.
Well, in Ohio last night, they said we had slightly less on the average of new cases, but more on the average of deaths.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you get one good bit of positive info and then you get a shitty one after that. And I mean, Indiana still had 1,000 new cases. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not going away, people.
No, and the deaths aren't as prevalent as people thought they were going to be, but there's still a lot of them. You know what I mean? So it's I hate that point of view. Like, well, it barely kills anyone. Well, it's still killing a lot of fucking people.
And that's
people.
My whole point.
Piles up. When you're getting 1,000 people die a day, that's huge.
Yeah, and somebody says, yeah, but that's only 0.1%. Isn't that enough, though? You're talking about people here fucking dying.
More people die in one day than died in the whole Gulf War. You know what I mean? Like, and
yeah, I was there. I mean, I like to talk about it, but... I know what you mean.
That's called stolen valor, and I'm a big fan of it.
Stolen valor? Hey, that's a crime, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a crime, but it's looked down upon. It's very
well,
much
anybody
looked down
that
upon.
Fucking knows me knows I really wasn't there.
You ever seen those videos of, like, I remember one where there was a soldier sitting in the mall, like in his full suit and something, and then some guy comes up and either beats the shit out of him or yells at him. It turns out this guy wasn't even a soldier, and he found out, and this real soldier was pissed that
was
the guy's gay. Yeah, he's just standing in the middle of the mall dressed like a soldier so people can go, thanks for your service and shit. He gets off on it.
Something like that happened to me. When I was about 19 or 20, I worked in Arizona for 7-Up.
Yeah.
And I drove the little 7-Up truck around to these stores, and I put in orders for 7-Up.
Yeah.
Okay. And I wore these blue khaki looking work pants and the ugly green 7-Up shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I walked up, went into a fucking Kroger. Hey, you need this, you need this. And I walked out. Well, a buddy of mine who was with the fire department had given me a couple of t-shirts that said Tempe Fire Department on them.
Yeah.
Okay. And I used to wear them as undershirts. So
there's nothing wrong with it.
No. One day, but the pants look very similar to fireman pants, you know, and I'm in a Kroger, Fry's they're called there, but I had taken the 7-Up shirt off because I was off, and I was stopping for a few things on my way home, and some fucking guy walks up to me and goes, hey, how long you been with Tempe? And I went, oh, the shirt, and he goes, you're not even a fireman, are you? I said, well, no, I'm not, and he goes, well, I am, motherfucker, and it's really shitty for you to fucking portray yourself as one. I said, I'm wearing a fucking t-shirt.
And he's pissed about it?
Because I had the blue pants on that they wear, mm-hmm. and I had on a fucking t-shirt. Oh, he was hot.
What kind of weird style were you in where you were wearing fireman pants around?
Well, they just wear like these khaki things. They don't wear like, no, it wasn't the kind when you're going to fight a fire.
Oh,
it was,
okay.
You know, they wore these, it was under those.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it was like blue khaki looking things, the t-shirt, and then they put those ugly green and yellow things on over the top of those.
Those are pretty ugly.
But this fucking guy's screaming at me in the fucking store, and there's me holding a fucking loaf of bread and a fucking gallon of milk. You motherfucker, you shouldn't be acting like a fire. I'm not, dick. Fucking chill out. I was like 19 or 20.
All right. Let's get to our email this week.
Get pussy.
Get pussy 69 is in the house. Should I even refer to emails anymore, or should I just call it the Get Pussy 69 section, because we don't get any other emails?
Well, the Get Pussy segment will always be there, whether we have other emails or not. You fuckers still fucking kill me that you won't even fucking get on there and type in, hey, how come my fucking balls itch after I get laid?
I think most of them aren't very creative.
I agree with you.
I just think a lot of you guys don't have any real mental talent going on there in the brain that you can add to anything.
Not for everybody.
Yeah, so you're all losers. That's what I'm saying. Anyways, shut up, Cincinnati. Have you guys ever seen a tattoo on or near a girl's pussy in real life?
His name, first of all, what is it?
Oh, fuck, I forgot all about that. I don't know. What is it?
I'm going to use the V. I'm going to go vagina vigilante.
Ooh, I like vagina.
I do too.
You know, I was talking to him this week, and not only does he have to come up with a new name.
Oh, he put some work in.
I know, but he also has to cross off any name that you guess. So that takes away from some stuff. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Not that he maybe not came up with vagina vigilante anyways, but still.
I like vagina vigilante. I think that'd be a good one.
No, it is Poontang Clan.
Ooh.
Poontang Clan 69 at AOL.com.
The shizza.
And he asked, have we ever seen a tattoo near a girl's pussy in real life?
Yes, many.
Yeah, I guess I have too. Nothing. Have you ever seen a tattoo that includes the pussy, though?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never seen that in real life.
The funniest one. I've never seen one down in the lips.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot that are like a belt, and then it comes down where the pubic hair. But this girl I used to work with had one that was fucking great. I thought it was the coolest thing. And I found it on the internet. Apparently, some women have it. She kept hair. Okay.
Yep.
A nice little trimmed V.
Mm-hmm.
And right in the top of the V, there was a little notch. Okay. And right above that was a stick man with a lawnmower.
That's funny.
And I saw that firsthand.
Yeah. I've never seen one. I had a friend that wanted to get the giraffe coming up the leg and then where it would be eating the bush.
Yeah.
You know, and I always thought that would be a great idea. She never got it. But outside of that, no, I've never actually. I've seen like little scorpions next to the pussy, you know, shit like that, but nothing like actually
like most
involved.
Of mine, like I said, have been little belts where they got a heart or a pendant coming down on it, but the lawnmower was the best one I've ever seen.
I'm a fan of it. I'll say that. I don't really care about a normal tattoo near the vagina area, but one that actually includes the bush or includes whatever, I'm a big fan of it. Just the same thing if a guy was to get a fucking elephant and make the dick a trunk or whatever, that'd be funny.
What about that one guy that got a cat tattooed on his chest? You see that? And the butthole was his belly button?
Yeah, I've seen that
quite a few times. Great tattoo.
Whoever did that, whoever the first one that came up with that, because I've seen a bunch of them at this point.
You're a trendsetter.
You're a fucking man of men.
You're Jimi Hendrix.
All right. Yes, you are Jimi Hendrix. Which game on Whose Line Is It Anyways is your guy's favorite? And what comedian do you think is the most funny on that show?
The most funny on that show is Ryan Stiles, without a doubt.
I think I'm going to agree with you there, and mostly because I don't know any of their names.
Wayne Brady, Ryan Stiles,
Drew Carey. Drew Carey was just the host. He never really did much, right?
All right.
And if they redid that show, because what you're thinking and what I'm thinking is the same generation of that show, but I feel like that was a long time ago, and there's not the same people anymore.
Colin Mochrie was another one.
Yeah, Colin. Overrated.
Yeah.
Well, not overrated.
He was the bald
just,
one.
Yeah, he just
Ryan
didn't really
Stiles
much.
Was the funniest one,
Ryan
and
Stiles
I liked the one where they had a bunch of different props, and they had to grab a prop and come out, and like they were talking to somebody and use this prop. I thought that was the funniest one.
And as far as the game, I always liked and this one was actually Wayne Brady's specialty, is the song one.
Yeah.
Where they had to do the songs. Wayne Brady was really good at that.
See, I think Wayne Brady's funny as fuck.
Yeah,
I do. In a dry way, he's
just
got a
corny
dry
funny.
Yeah.
He's family funny. He's
that
whatever.
That Chappelle skit with Wayne Brady was one of my favorites ever.
Yeah, that was funny just
I mean,
because.
He was a pimp. Yeah. He was a fucking drug dealer. You know what I mean? He fucking scared the shit out of Dave into giving him a sandwich. I mean, that was a funny episode.
It was good. It was super creative of how they did it.
I agree.
All right, yeah, there's your question there. That question, though.
There's always one.
We always know why.
Get pussy.
Who cares? All right. If you're going down on a girl and realize her clit was the biggest you've ever seen in your life.
Happened.
Two and a half inches extension. Do you still eat it? Would you still bang it or immediately bail? Regards, Get Pussy 69.
That's going to be one of those deals. Like, it kind of goes along with your question last week. What if you saw a girl who was a 9.5 or 10 and she had a beat up Gina.
Gina.
I get a little creeped out by the giant clitorises because I mean, I don't care if it's big, as long as it's sitting high and tight where it's supposed to. But once it starts to grow a shaft, I'm pretty leery of that.
Once you get in that China clit area.
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever seen that in real life.
I mean, if you have to go down on a girl by this motion.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little a little too much over the line.
There shouldn't
for me.
Be any chicken head motions going on.
No. I mean, if you can eat out a girl and use hand on it, that's too big.
Yeah. I've never seen that in life. What I would do if I did see it, I don't even fucking know. There's so much.
It would all depend. I mean, if the girl was like smoking hot and the pussy wasn't beat up, she just had this, you know, inch and a half. Oh, I don't know, man. I'd still want to please her because how hot she was, but I don't know if I could eat it because there's no point in eating it if you're not going straight after the bean, you know? That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I'm coming right back up and making some excuses.
Because you know what? I've seen big clits like on China clit and stuff like that. They've actually got heads on them. You know?
No, they're dicks. I mean,
they're dicks.
They're dicks.
If that dick's more than, if it doesn't sit against the fucking, against the goodies, if it starts to hang, it's too big for me. I'd make one of those excuses.
Yeah. If you can throw it over your shoulder like a continental soldier, I'm just not interested.
I mean, if you could put a finger cot on it like a condom, yeah, that's too big. I don't know, get pussy. I think that would turn me off pretty bad if it was really, really big.
All right. So, anyways.
How is it? That's our winner, right?
Yeah. I don't even know what to say.
Well, we had the contest. We had the Blumpkin contest.
Yeah, you explain.
And we asked you to come up with anything depicting a Blumpkin for a $50 gift card. Now, we do have a winner, and if you look real good at it, there is some artistic ability there. We're going to show it to you in just a second. It's our winner of our $50 Pure Romance gift card. It is definitely a Blumpkin.
I don't know what's going on here.
Right. It was made by no one else other than Get Pussy 69.
All right. Was this actually made by Get Pussy 69 or was it made by Get Pussy 69's girlfriend?
Oh, you mean Get Dick 69.
Get Dick 69, his lady.
He told me that his lady was pretty artistic and was a pretty good drawer. So I'm thinking it's from her.
All right. I got a couple things to say about that. All right. I'm just looking at this picture, and you guys can see it above now on the YouTube show.
Is it up there now for them to see?
Yeah, sure. The toilet is very large.
It's like a king's toilet.
Yeah, it's a king's toilet. Usually you got somewhat of a squat position when you're on the shitter. This guy looks like his legs might be dangling from this toilet. The whole painting looks like it was done, if I had to guess, in marker. And some really like little thin markers, some Crayola markers.
I'm thinking colored pencil.
You're thinking colored pencil? I'm thinking marker because all the whiteness involved. I think that's... All right, so
I like the signature, though, the golf flag.
The golf flag's nice. There's a golf flag in the back that says GP69. It's been staked. It's been claimed. We have the lady on her knees sucking the guy off. I'm guessing that's his pants at his feet, but those are the worst pants I've ever seen at the feet.
Yeah, it's not. You know what, though? It's one of those, like, abstract cartoons. If you look at the far side, you never thought they were great artists either. Mm-hmm. I think it kind of goes with that.
Here's my thing, Get Pussy 69. If your girlfriend did indeed make this, get Dick 69, you can't go around telling people that she's a good artist. I mean, like, I've seen worse, but this is not what I would call good. This is good, like seventh grade good. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Like, if my seventh grader brought this picture home, I'd be like, damn, that's pretty decent.
To me, it looks like cartoony, like it should be. I mean, a lot of cartoony stuff doesn't always look great or anything, but I don't know. I kind of enjoy it.
I enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. This isn't me shitting on the piece. I like the piece.
You can see his butt. He's clearly on the toilet. It looks like a piano he's sitting on, but it is indeed a toilet.
I mean, like, you can
be a Blumpkin.
You can be a shitty artist and still have good. I mean, my boy Miggy makes these things. No one's going to be putting Miggy in the Hall of Fame of Art anytime soon, but I fucking love the paintings because they're fucking dumb. they're a little bit retarded. This one is going to go up on the wall, and you are the winner.
He is the winner, and you will. That will be right here.
That will be right there. You contributed. Now I need a good copy of this, you fucking peckerhead, and we'll give you that $50 certificate.
Yeah, we're going to have to find a way. We're going to print that. We're going to frame it. It's going to be right here. And we're going to come up with another contest. But
eventually, yes.
Yeah, that one was funny. I mean, it was a Blumpkin. We asked for the best Blumpkin. That's the best one we got.
That is the best Blumpkin we got.
So let's segue. Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren?
You think those are the two picks that are going to happen?
That's what everybody's saying. Everybody's saying that's the last two.
I think he's throwing some shit out of left field.
Well, this wasn't thrown out by him.
Well, exactly. That's what I mean. I think he's going to end up throwing some shit out of left field. I think it's going to be a girl. I wouldn't be surprised if that's Governor of Michigan. I think there was someone from New Mexico also he was looking at that I had never heard of.
Both black women?
No, neither. One of them's a white chick, and one of them's, I think, Latino. But either way.
Oh, yeah, the governor or the woman from New Mexico
is
Latino.
Yes, I think it's going to be one of those. I think Kamala Harris comes with too much baggage. I think he's...
Way too much baggage.
I think the people... I mean, you know, Biden, if he recognizes it or not, I think Biden probably still holds a grudge on her coming after him. Because that would be used over and over again by Trump. Her coming after Biden on the Democratic debate stage.
Well, can you imagine Black Lives Matter got behind Kamala Harris? That is the epitome of hypocrisy right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's the definition of hypocrisy.
Yeah, that would be.
This is a woman who had the power and exercised that power of getting a shit ton of cops off for doing some fucked up things.
Yeah, and keeping a lot of black people in jail for little shit.
Exactly. Kamala Harris was the front runner in that
for about four years. Yeah, she's not an ally to the black community regardless of her color.
No, especially the Black Lives Matter movement. She's not anywhere in the right fucking area for that.
If Biden wants to win, and this has never been mentioned... But if Biden wants the guaranteed, hey, I'm going to win, he goes and picks Tulsi Gabbard.
First of all, she's hot. Tulsi's hot.
I do find her attractive. But
I do too.
But he gets a lot of me's on his ballot that way. A lot of people like me that I ain't going to vote for Biden. But if he brought forward someone like her, someone that I really believed in, I would give him a vote. Just because the opposite.
Tulsi's a smart lady.
I like Tulsi a lot. He's not going to get her, though. She's not loved by the Democratic Party.
Right.
For whatever reason.
She's very attractive, though.
Yeah, the Clinton wing of that party shit all over her, and she hasn't recovered with that sect of the Democrats,
right.
Which is fucking retarded. But it is what it is.
But what are the chances?
Elizabeth Warren, I don't think he's going to get someone older. Elizabeth Warren's too old. You know what I mean?
She's
old. Now you're marching forward two old white people. Like, that's not really... That wouldn't be a smart pick.
Then you say, who's going to be the Speaker of the House at that time?
I think Elizabeth Warren's fans have already fell in line with Biden, so I don't think he needs to convince her people to vote for him. It wouldn't benefit him. The people like me are not going to cross over for Elizabeth Warren. She has too many holes.
You liked her for a long time, though.
I still like a lot of her ideas. I just don't know if I believe in her. You know what I mean?
See, like, I don't believe that vice presidents make any calls.
They don't, but I don't think Biden will run in 4 years.
Think he'll die?
I don't think he'll die. I just think he's going to... I think he really wants to get Trump out. For whatever reason, the Democratic establishment thought he was the best choice to get Trump out. They might be right in the end. I don't fucking know. But I think he just wants to do that. If he can accomplish that, be president for 4 years, he's going to be how fucking old in 4 years? I don't know. I just think that he... Even
77?
Yeah. I think you're looking at a four-year president regardless of who wins. Obviously, Trump would only have 4 years no matter what.
Right.
But I don't know. We'll see.
But you know what?
There's going to be so much shit going on in this election, regardless of who wins or loses.
Oh, it's
going
to be a shit show.
It's going to be the biggest shit show because Trump is crazy and he's already floated the idea of staying in.
Of not leaving, even if he gets beat.
And the funny thing about that, when everybody threw a fucking fit about it all week, I realized that Trump was just making one of his normal dumb tweets. He didn't have any, he wasn't putting a lot of thought into that. He was floating it out, even ended it with a question mark. He was just floating it to see where it goes, and if it ended up shitting on him like it did, then he can just say, I was just fucking around.
But I mean,
it did sound like a fuck around to me.
What would actually happen if a President Trump lost and refused to get out? Would the military come in and
they have to,
remove him? Or would the local police go ahead and move him?
I think the Constitution states something about the inauguration day of 2021. No matter what, the president no longer has power. They lose their shit. No matter who wins or loses or if it never even happens, the president loses his power on that day.
So he's talking about basically a coup if he gets beat.
It would be a coup because, for one thing, he doesn't have the power to make that decision.
He's basically going to get his little army of Trump supporters and say, let's overthrow this fucker.
Well, I think that's what he floats out there.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when he says things like, I got the bikers, I got the this, he actually means war sometimes. And you're come on, man. This isn't what that's supposed to be about. I don't know, man. It's so fucking weird. He's so fucking weird. We're looking at a weird year.
Oh, God. I mean, thank God it's only weird. 5 months away.
I leave on vacation next week. You know, so happy to get out of Cincinnati, get away, get over by the ocean. We're going over there in between, like, Virginia Beach and Norfolk. We're staying on the beach.
Nice.
We weren't going to have to worry about people. We had a room, private area on the ocean. Fucking hurricane supposed to hit there Tuesday.
Oh, shit, it is.
Nice little
it?
Hurricane. So welcome to Virginia. Here's a hurricane, fuckface. That's so 2020 for me.
But how cool will that be if, you know, you get to see such a fucking storm?
Me and my dad was talking about that last night. He
I would think that'd be cool as fuck.
He's like, well, you guys still going to go? I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. I was like, for one thing, it's at most, it's going to be a Category 1 hurricane. They're saying by the time it actually hits up in the East Coast, it's going to be more of a tropical storm.
That's the one with a real funny name, right?
Yeah, I can't even say it.
Yeah, I can't either.
My dad's friend pronounced it as Isaiah. I came home and read it because I was like, no, for one thing, hurricanes are never dude names. They're always women names.
Yeah, as in hurricane.
Yeah. So is that why they do it?
That's
fucking corny if that's the case.
That's one of the philosophies.
But I would love to see a hurricane. That
that's
sounds fucking fun to me. If I sit on the fucking porch, have a nice drink, and just sit there at night and watch a hurricane blow
in. I mean,
in.
You know, you basically did, what was it, about 15, maybe 20 years ago when that hurricane strength storm blew through Cincinnati. Remember that?
Yeah.
Tore my roof off and fucking knocked buildings over. But
yeah, I know someone died in that. I worked at Kroger's and I had to play security for like 4 nights there when they didn't have electricity. And I was only like 19 and we would just get high inside Kroger. It was great because no cameras.
Which Kroger?
It was up in Montgomery.
Okay.
So we're smoking weed in there and playing laser tag, just running around. It was fucking the greatest time.
You and one other guy?
Yeah.
Well, here's a cool story. Speaking of that, the giant fucking earthquake that hit San Francisco back in like 89, 90, right around there. The big, huge one.
Yeah.
Okay. I was in San Francisco for a week for a DJ convention for the company I was working for. There was 27 or 28 locations.
Yep.
And one DJ was there from every location. So I was there for a whole week leading up to it. I was in the air for about 30 minutes when that hurricane hit or that earthquake hit. I literally missed it by a half an hour. And when I landed and got all the news, blah, 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 first thing I was thinking of was, fuck, I missed it. Because I was on the Bay Bridge that day. I was at Fisherman's Wharf that was fucking totaled that day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was still four guys from the convention that were still there in the hotel. So I called one of them. I said, fuck, dude, tell me what it was like, you know? And apparently these hotels are literally built on big springs, you know, so they can go back and forth. He said it was fucking wild. He said the hotel was going about 12 to 15 feet back forth.
That would scare the shit out of me.
And he was on the, like, 15th floor.
Yeah.
And he's going 12 to 15 feet.
Fuck that.
But then it was over, and he was alive. And I was sitting there thinking, well, if I was still there, my dumb ass probably wouldn't have been in the room. I would have been out somewhere. But then I kind of think, boy, it sure would have been fucking cool to say I was there. And I fucking witnessed it. You know what I mean? I think that would be cool.
No, I 100% know what you mean. And I'm looking forward to it. I mean, obviously, I don't want a hurricane that's going to blow our house down or fuck up the rental car I'm going to have.
Right.
But, you know, just to watch a nice big storm roll in. And then it'd be nice if it happened on Tuesday and then Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, it's fucking nice and sunny outside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want it to ruin my whole vacation with a bunch of fucking rain. That sucks.
But I mean, I think it'll be so fucking cool to see a storm like that over the ocean.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be fucking cool.
As long as it's not that bad. Because if the ocean starts swelling, I'm going to get a little nervous.
I can imagine you would.
I mean? We're on the top level, but still, we're talking about a two-floor house.
Is Carmen giving you any feedback on, maybe we shouldn't go? Or?
Oh, immediately when I said she didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about it. I talked to my dad last night because he's coming over to watch the dog for a week. He's like, so you guys are just going to hang out in the hurricane, huh? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I don't watch the news. So unless it comes up in my political feeds that I got on different news channels on the internet, I don't watch the local news or CNN or any of that stuff. So I don't know that kind of shit's ever happening.
I don't know, man.
Until it gets too big and then it hits. But I guess it's going to hit Florida today. So we'll kind of see where it hits Florida and how it hits that.
Well, but like I said, it's fucking unheard of that one can hit the Gulf of Mexico and still remain hurricane strength when it gets all the way up here to Ohio, which happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, with these storms, they change all the fucking time.
Yeah, it's supposed to get weaker, but you never fucking know.
It gets stronger.
They're
saying
the water. I don't know how any of this shit works, but apparently the ocean's real warm, and that's not a good thing for hurricanes. The ocean's real warm, it can get stronger.
Well, I guess that's why they don't hit the fucking Pacific Ocean, because it's always cold.
Yeah, I think that is why. But, you know, I'm not Neil Tyson deGrasse.
deGrasse.
Hey, speaking of Neil Tyson deGrasse and science, have you heard about this fella ever in England?
England?
That got a, so he lost his dick, right? He had a bad infection in his chode. I don't know the whole story there, but he had a horrible infection in his chode, somehow lost his dick. And it's not just lost it. It turned black and literally one day just fell off.
Wait, an infection in his chode, his taint?
Yes, his taint.
And then it came all the way up to his dick, and his dick turned black and fell off.
His dick turned black and fell off, and the guy just threw it away. He's just like, fuck it. I know it's never going to work. I'm screwed. He went to the doctor after that. The most they could do was like roll up the leftovers into a little sausage roll looking thing, he said. So he thought, you know, and this guy became depressed. He was already a father too, and he was in his 40s. So, you know, at least he had kids. But, you know, his sex life's gone the rest of his life.
Gone.
He's depressed. He became a big alcoholic and everything else. And then there's this doctor that made a new dick for someone that was born without one. So he had hope. You know, some guys out there making dicks.
Well, why couldn't somebody donate a dick, like, as an organ when they died for cases like this?
I don't know how this works.
I mean, you're an organ donor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, I got a guy here just lost his dick. I'm going to take that.
Maybe you don't want someone else's dick. Maybe you wanted his own.
I'll take someone else's dick.
But
I'll take John Holmes' dick.
This doctor found a way to grow a dick on his arm. He uses some kind of skin graft going on from his arm and everything
else.
On the guy's arm. So he grows this dick on this arm, and this guy's all happy. You know, he's getting his own dick, and it's growing. He was supposed to get it done in 2 years, put it on. Well, then he got sick again and couldn't get the dick put on. And then something else happened, and now the coronavirus happened. So now at this point, this guy's had this dick on his arm for 4 fucking years.
And is there a picture of it?
There is a video of it, which is even better than a picture.
Does it look like a dick?
I will not probably be able to put this up in the podcast because it does look like a dick. But I can show it to Chris now, and if you guys want to look it up, it's on the best site probably available for news, hoodsite.com. But if you just, you can Google guy growing dick on his arm, penis on his arm, and you're going to see a bunch of articles about this.
All right, let me see.
There it is.
Oh, God. Damn.
So as you can see, I can't really put that
on. Oh, my God. It looks exact. It's got a head on it.
It's a dick. It's a dick. Apparently, there's going to be some kind of pump inside of it that he's gonna have to pump it up himself. He's not exactly gonna have blood flowing through it, and I don't think he's gonna, I don't know the whole details. I don't think he's gonna be able to naturally get a boner.
It's not a bad size dick
for a softie.
It's a good five and a half, six, it's a dick soft.
I mean, it is what it is. It's a dick. He has a dick growing on his arm. He's gonna get this put on his nether regions eventually.
Oh, my God.
You guys do have to see this. I wish I could put it up on YouTube, but it's going to get pulled because, I mean, it is a
dick. Did you see the shit-eating grin on that guy's face when he held it up like this? My dick.
He was happy. I mean, he was a party favor. He said that, you know, he obviously, he wore long-sleeve shirts all the time.
All the time.
But every once in a while would show, and he's like, I have to have a sense of humor about it. What am I going to do? You know, I got a dick in my arm. He gave it a nickname and everything else.
Now, what if that happened to you? Let's say your dick fell off, okay, and this doctor that came up with this didn't exist, okay?
All right.
You got no dick. Now imagine how bad that would be, you know?
It's a bummer.
Yeah. And this doctor comes to you, this Ukrainian doctor, and he says, hey, I heard about your problem all the way in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I've got a solution. I can grow a dick on your forehead for a couple of years.
I mean, it would
literally hang down like over your nose like a Roman helmet, but it couldn't grow on the arm because of a blood supply. It had to grow on the fucking forehead. Would you do it?
No.
To get a dick again?
Not on my fucking forehead.
I would.
For how long? For 4 years? We're talking 4 years?
A year. I'd grow a cock on my forehead. If I did, was going to go the rest of my life with no dick?
I'd grow a cock on my forehead.
Without a doubt. I mean, imagine how self-conscious you'd be. You'd just feel like you wouldn't feel like a man at all. You got no dick.
I meant to turn on that light. I even set it up.
Well, it looks good. It looks nice.
Because as you can see, it's darker on my side than your side.
Yeah, there's a lot of light here. Well, that's probably a good thing.
It highlights your wrinkles. You're right.
Fuck you. But look how unwrinkly the eyes are becoming. Thanks, Unique.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This motherfucker.
Hey, I'm open-minded, man. Open it up a little bit.
Good for you. Hey, I seen something funny at work the other day. We're all wearing masks. Right? Yeah. Dealer taps in. No names, but dealer taps in. Fucking pulls down his mask and sneezes and then puts back up his mask.
Sneezes like straight out into...
Hachoo! Puts it back. I fucking died. And that's how you guys know that this shit's never going to go away. Because we just have fucking morons in this world. The whole point of the mask.
He didn't put it in the elbow or anything?
No, he pulled down his mask, sneezed all over the fucking place, and then put his mask back
on. Last week at work, I admit, I had one of those sneezes that came on real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went ahead and sneezed in a mask.
I sneeze in a mask. You know, if it happens, it happens.
I could feel that there was a lung oyster in there.
Oh,
though.
God. I
okay,
that
and it was sitting like around here.
Oh, God.
And I was like, God damn it. There's a big ball of fucking snot in my mask right now. But what am I going to do? You know?
Get tapped out and so wipe that shit off.
I waited till, I think I waited 12 minutes till my break. And then I went in. And sure enough, it was a fucking.
Oh, God.
It was a baby Smurf on the inside of my mask.
Ugh. Hey, I got a question. So
about 9 inches.
Let you. Oh shit! Hey guys, I will start. Well, let's talk about Chris's dick real quick. You really want to bring a mold of your dick in here and put it on the wall?
Yeah. Now let me
and
clarify
he doesn't,
this.
He doesn't get that this upsets me, and I don't want Chris's dick right next to me on the wall. And I know it's not his actual dick, but it's still a representation of his dick. I don't want it on the wall right next to me.
Okay, now hold on a second. First of all, the kit is made by a company called Clone a Willy. Okay?
Clone a Willy.
Clone a Willy. You get the molding kit. It comes in a tube. You basically mix it with water. You got to put your hard dick in there and leave it hard for 18 to 20 minutes. Okay, then you pull it out and you pour this compound kind of thing in the hole,
mm-hmm.
and it makes the dildo, and it comes out. And then you can accessorize it with balls or a suction cup, however you want to. And it comes with like 5 different shades of paint that you can paint it, depending on what your shade is.
You got to make sure that it's your actual shade.
Well, if you want to. I mean, some people probably make it rainbow. Who the fuck knows? But
yeah.
Jason has always talked about that big fucking, hey there, Mr. DJ dildo hanging right here. So every now and then we could, hey, doink, and we could flick it on the head.
No, I like the idea of a dildo being there and just
why not
smack mine? Because I don't want to even fake touch your dick. It's just too much.
You'd rather fake touch a horse cock that's hanging here?
Yes, it's just some fucking random horse cock.
I want to know your opinion. Is there a difference between a store-bought dildo or one made in a mold by me hanging on the wall? Is there? What's the difference? I don't see one.
I see a big difference. I don't know why. I just do, and I don't want a big representation of your cock on the fucking wall right behind me.
I like
the idea of the big dumb one. You know?
I think mine would just be so much better.
Or even like a big black fist. You ever seen those?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would be
Borat.
Funny. Yeah, that would be funny, too. But your penis? No, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. I just don't want to.
But then maybe it'll just hang over me then. I mean, it's a penis.
It's definitely a penis.
And it didn't touch my penis.
Hey, are you going to take a pill before you do it?
I would have to.
Right?
18 to 20 minutes of no fucking arousal at all.
Well, not only that, but if you're going to make a model of
vein,
your dick,
yeah.
You want the vein.
Yeah.
Right? So I figured that was going to be the case.
But my whole question is, am I going to have to watch porn this whole time just to keep my dick up? Because it's not going to stay hard with nothing.
If you took a pill, it would. Right?
Well, yeah, it would. But you, no, with the pills, you still need arousal.
Well, at the beginning, so you would have to probably watch some porn and pull one off and then just have clean up and then do it. I mean, guessing.
Maybe I've got a friend who's willing to just kind of sit underneath me and play with my balls.
I'm sure you could find someone.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean,
could.
If you're fucking hanging out with chicks that eat butt, you're going to find one that's going to do that too. So,
but I don't see a difference between my dick hanging here and. What if mine was very impressive? What if it came out real good? What if it came out like a store-bought dildo and you're like, hey, that's a, you know what? I'll give it an 8.
Fucking high five, sure. You can bring it in. You can give it to the girls, but I don't want it right there. How about this?
I make you the dick, okay? I put balls on it because you can buy balls that slide over.
Yeah.
And a suction cup. And for your anniversary, you give it to your wife as a gift.
No, that would... Not only would that not go over, like, I know Carmen, she would never talk to you again. She'd be mad at me. It would just be not a good situation. That is funny, though.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious. Or that would be a good...
You can even buy stuff that goes in there that vibrates. You can make it if you spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now, I just bought the regular standard mold dick thing, and it was $40.
Yeah, see, I was talking to our buddy Phil, and he said when he got married, one of our friends bought him a gift certificate to Hustler, which I thought was actually a pretty good wedding gift.
Yeah.
How funny would it be for a wedding gift you start giving out molds of your own dick?
Oh, my God.
That would be hilarious. And not tell them that it's
your
dick.
Hey, we
got
a buddy who's getting married here in October. You know, he'd open it. He'd open it, and I'd get an immediate text that said "bottom tier."
That is so bottom tier, but it'd be hilarious.
But wouldn't it be funny if we had a box made with, like, you know, my face on it like this or something like this, and he handed it to Carmen as a gift?
No, it wouldn't be funny at all. I tell
you don't think she'd laugh?
It would. Well,
she has a sense of humor. She would laugh.
No, I don't think she would laugh if it was her. I think she would laugh if it was someone else, and she heard about that happening to someone else, but actually her.
She would think it was funny.
She wouldn't think it was funny.
You think she'd at least open the box and look at it?
No.
You don't think it was funny. She'd look at it?
No, I don't.
I've talked a lot about my schwanz over this length of the show, so I think she'd be like, I wonder if that fucker's lying. She'd pull it out.
I don't think she would. I really don't. But maybe she would. Who fucking knows?
See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a voodoo person to put a hex on the dildo,
mm-hmm.
so that whenever somebody touches it, I feel it.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, if you can get that, that's good.
So I'll be sitting there, and all of a sudden it'll be real dark, and I'd be hot and wet, and I'd be like, I knew it.
Ah, shit.
I think Karma would laugh.
You got anything else going on this week?
Well, no, you're going on vacation, so we had to move it up to today. And like you said, there's probably not a lot of people listening. Well, guys,
we told no one.
We are working on another Drunk Fest podcast, which we will plan a day off and we'll tie one on and see if we can get. We got to have to get Ryan back for that.
I want Ryan for a sober show once. I think sober Ryan's funny as fuck to me.
Wasn't sober Ryan the first time we had him on?
No, that was not wasted Ryan.
Oh,
you know what I mean? He was still drunk.
There's three versions of
there's
Ryan.
There's three Ryans. Yeah, you got wasted Ryan. Yeah, like everybody. There's.
And you know what else I want to talk about? God damn it. First of all, I want to do the other wing challenge that
God
we talked about with Miggy.
Yeah. But hey, by the way,
where's
Miggy,
our theme song?
Miggy, before we shit on you real quick, happy birthday, buddy. It is your birthday today.
Oh, it is Miggy's birthday.
40 fucking years old.
And he's having a party at the Northside Yacht Club.
Well, yeah, yesterday at 7. So if you were there yesterday at 7, I hope you enjoyed. Anyhow, Miggy, you're my dude, one of my favorite people ever. Happy birthday. You are the first 40 of my group. You know, my group of friends are all about the same age. He's the first one.
Aren't
that's
you 40?
Hitting it. No, I'll be 40 this year.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying is Miggy's the first out of all of us to start turning 40 this year. So you're going to have to let us know how 40 is when we get there.
Okay, now let's shit on him a little bit. Where all the right. fuck's our song?
From what I heard about this song,
four months ago,
he gave it to a person to be mastered, and the guy fucking put it in the back of the heap and then lost it. So I think the song is lost.
Certainly, Mickey's got a copy of it.
I don't know, and I know Miguel or Chuck can fucking master songs themselves. I don't know why we sent it off to begin with, but yeah, Miguel, if you hear this, happy birthday! But also, get us the fucking song, man. We really could use it.
Yeah, we've been waiting a long time.
Or maybe he doesn't want to use it because right now our YouTube intro is his band Casino Warrior, which I do love that song, and it is about Cincinnati, so it kind of fits.
Yeah, but you can't tell it's about Cincinnati. It's Miggy screaming.
Well, you can if you know the lyrics.
That's all it is.
Anyways, so maybe he wants to advertise his own band and not advertise. Not anything.
But it's a song created by him.
No, we really need it regardless. We need to start getting our own music. Even though I love picking out songs for the podcast.
Yeah, that's fun. You did my Run to the Hills last week.
I did
week,
do your Run
I
to the Hills.
Appreciate it. And I've got a couple of other good ones.
Which
I
was trying to figure out the lyrics, man. I never really paid attention to that song. So it's like in the middle of it, it kind of seems like it gets a little racist. But at the beginning, it seems like it's coming from the Native American side.
But then in the middle, it
kind of goes towards against the Native Americans. It calls them Redskins and shit. Like,
yeah, but back then it wasn't insulting.
Well, I'm just saying, like, does it change views in the middle of the song? I'm not super familiar with that song. I know the rhythm. I know everything about the song as far as the music is concerned, but I've never paid attention to lyrics.
To me, it was just about, I always thought it was the positive.
I did at first, too. I even thought,
Native
man,
American
this is a good good pick for this week and everything else going on in the world, this is a song that means something. And then you listen to more of it, you're like, man, what is
a song from
really
the late 80s. I mean,
I have no problems with it. I'm just saying.
It's not a racist. It wasn't racist back then to say Redskins. That's when, you know, how long ago did they name the team Redskins and now it's being changed?
Forever ago they named the team.
Well, the whole point is back then people didn't have fucking such thin skin and get pissed off about everything.
How bad did they do with this, though? The Washington
horrible.
Football team?
Yeah.
You fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
You couldn't. You have. I would have sat everybody I knew in a room for one night and said, we got 24 hours. Let's decide on a name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this, what takes longer than that? You think of a fucking name. I don't understand. What are they doing? Market research or some shit to figure out what they're going to pick? Why spend a whole year as the Washington football team?
Well, explain to me why they changed the name of the Washington Bullets to the Washington Wizards.
Well, I don't know.
Because people die from bullets?
See, I didn't even know that happened until recently when someone told me that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. They were the Bullets.
They were the Bullets.
I never thought about it one way or the other, so I have no idea. Maybe they got a new owner. I don't know.
I mean,
I've never looked into it.
I've heard of teams changing names when they switch states,
yeah,
and then they come back, but they never changed.
Well, this
I mean, the Ravens
like,
were the Browns, right?
Yeah, this isn't something that happened recently, though. Right? When did they switch names?
No, yeah, a long time ago. But
that's what I mean.
We've
so
been talking about this, and I'm like, I always wondered why the fuck they did that.
I don't know. I have no clue. Whatever. I didn't care about the Bullets. I don't care about the fucking
Wizards. I'm telling you.
They don't even have cool uniforms for what they could. They're called the Wizards. Give them some cool fucking Wizard uniforms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could go somewhere with that, and they're fucking boring.
How about if you had Harry Potter on the front?
Whatever. Or at least something like that.
Carmen would be a big fan.
She'd be a fucking Wizards fan.
Hell yeah.
We'd have
to
go to D.C. They'd
all be wearing Gryffindor fucking colored shorts and stuff like that.
I've never been to D.C., have you?
No, but I've always wanted to. I like to go to historic places and do the touristy thing. I've always liked it.
Same here.
Shit you see on TV. I told you I've got this fascination with the Statue of Liberty. I want to stand at the bottom and just fucking look up at her, shit like that. But so much cool things to see in D.C.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm the same way with the touristy shit. Like I like to go places twice, if preferably once, do the touristy shit, and the second time try to find the inner workings or whatever.
Yeah,
going
find
on in
the
city.
Local scene and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I definitely do the D.C. tourist thing. And I don't think I would want to go to D.C. twice because outside of the touristy thing, I don't know what the fuck's going on in Washington, D.C.
You know, whether we hate Trump or we don't, it would be cool to stand outside the fucking gate and look at the actual White House. I think that would be cool. The monuments.
If I did that, I'm not even thinking about who's president at that
moment.
No, it's
just
to see
the
fucking
point.
Famous White House.
But I first got hooked on the touristy thing when the earthquake hit and I was in San Francisco. You know, I stood there. I looked at the fucking Golden Gate Bridge. I went across it. I went to Alcatraz and did the tour.
Mm-hmm.
We went down the most crooked street. I don't remember what it's called, but all the touristy
shit. I'd love to do that, yeah.
It was just fucking Alcatraz was so fucking cool.
I'm sure it is. How could it not be?
Now, when I went, like I said, it was 89 or 90. There was no tour guide. Everybody walked in, and you got a fucking Walkman. Okay, and you put the headphones on, and the guy tells you if you walk this way, you'll see Al Capone's cell. And then you could stop it and look around as long as you wanted to. What's wrong?
Nothing. I'll tell you later, and it's funny but annoying.
You could stop and look around as much as you wanted to, and then you could continue the tour by hitting play.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there about 3.5 hours. And, you know, you literally could lock yourself in one of the cells. You could see where Capone was and see where the guys were that fucking dug the tunnel and made the dummies. I just dig that touristy stuff. I think it's really fucking cool.
That's why I
really want to do New York, because I want to see fucking Times Square. I want to see what a city looks like with fucking, 5-6 million people in it. I just want to see what that fucking looks like.
Yeah, New York's cool as fuck anyways.
Yeah, and you don't take you don't drive your car down there. Hey, I'm here. I'm in New York. You fucking fly down. You take a bus, a subway, whatever.
We were talking about earlier, I'm going to Virginia this week. And I was looking at what to do on the way there. I like doing the half of a drive or a little bit more than half the first night and then going and stopping somewhere. And so I figured if we're going to stop somewhere, let's stop somewhere worth a shit that we can do. And
not much between here and Virginia.
What's funny is if you're a Confederate fan, there's a lot of shit going on.
Well, Virginia, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because you pass Woodrow Wilson's little habitat where he was from. And then the town that we're staying in Lexington, Virginia. First night, and I had the option. I could have chose the General Lee Hotel, and I almost did just to fuck with Carmen, because it would have been kind of funny. But they're a little bit too expensive.
The Robert E. Lee Hotel. Yeah,
and this is the same town that Stonewall Jackson was born in. So they got some Stonewall Jackson shit. They got some Robert E. Lee shit. We're just staying in like a Hyatt or some shit like that. The only reason I chose that is because there's the Virginia Safari down there.
Right.
So you just drive through and look at animals and shit. I figured Kane would like that. But would that have been a good practical joke? And we not even told her, just pulled up to the Robert E. Lee Hotel. And how do you think Carmen would have reacted?
I think she would have been fine with it if the bed was comfortable and the hotel was clean.
Hell no. You ain't catching no black people staying in the Robert E. Lee Hotel.
No, but it's not a... It's not like you're staying at the fucking Ku Klux Klan Motor Inn or anything, you know?
You're just the main leader of the Confederate Army.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's... and I get all
this
that,
guy
but...
fought harder than anyone for slavery.
Well, then explain to me... then fucking explain to me why they're ripping down statues of Ulysses S. Grant.
I don't know.
He was the main... on the other side.
I don't know why.
They're pulling statues down. Oh, he looks like somebody
they?
Who might
Carmen's
have been
not pulling down any statues.
Not Carmen.
So I'm just talking about normal black people that aren't pulling down
statues. No, they probably
statues.
Wouldn't stay there.
Yeah, just I don't see many people wanting to stay there. I think that's funny.
I'm surprised that the movement hasn't come up with, hey, we're going to boycott Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump, because Forrest in the movie said he was named after Bedford Forrest, who invented the Klan.
But does it matter anymore? Because Tom Hanks has got labeled so hard a child fucking
Epstein.
Molester.
Epstein,
and
right?
He's not on any of Epstein's flight logs. They have no proof of him.
Well,
Epstein.
They say a whole lot of those people aren't.
No, no, no. The only ones that were, I think, were like Clinton.
I don't give a fuck. Tom Hanks ain't a child molester.
No,
I mean,
no, but it's funny. Now I seen a new conspiracy. Now, he just became a resident of Sweden, I think.
No, it was somewhere else. I saw it.
Denmark, Belgium, some shit like that.
It was Denmark.
Okay, Denmark.
No, Finland.
Finland, okay. Wherever. He somewhere over in Europe, he just became a resident there.
Yeah, him and
resident.
His wife. Yeah.
And then the conspiracy people showed that I guess that same country just made it where child molestation isn't a crime. It's treated like as an alcoholism.
So him
like
and his
that.
Wife are over there so molesting kids?
Yes, that's the conspiracy.
Come on, people. See, this is why fucking conspiracy theorists kill me. They can
fucking cracks me up.
The conspiracy theories remind me of that game, 10 Stages of Kevin Bacon. You know what I mean? Where you... Robert Redford was in this movie, who was in this movie, who was with Kevin Bacon in this movie.
Yeah.
They'll come up with so much shit. I mean, the guy went to Finland. Maybe Finland's beautiful. Maybe he didn't pay shit for taxes. Maybe he likes it, you know.
Who cares? I just get such a kick out of it. Like, the three people that you're hearing most about celebrity-wise that are part of this, that I, you know, there's no actual proof there is Tom Hanks, Christy Teigen, John Legend's wife.
John Legend's
who
wife.
Fucking knows why she's got involved? Who gives a fuck about her? And Ellen. So you go through.
Yeah, Ellen got a bunch of it.
First, you look at Ellen. Ellen kind of seems like a shitty person behind the scenes. I've heard from multiple people that, you know, on different podcasts that used to write for her, she was kind of a cunt. You know, there's a lot of shit going on.
Well, the only reason she got so famous is because the country was screaming for another Oprah. Oprah was gone. They needed somebody else.
You're probably right there. Either way, Ellen, whatever. I don't feel too bad for her. I don't think she's out there molesting kids. Don't get me wrong. But. Whatever. Tom Hanks, though, just seems like the nicest dude. You know what I mean? Tom Hanks just seems like an all-American nice guy.
He does,
and Christina Teigen's, and it's kind of annoying sometimes, but she doesn't seem like, why the fuck did she get wrapped up in this?
Well, and if you notice, I will say this.
And it might be a political
thing
with
her. Maybe she's trying to stop all that, because when the Black Lives Matter movement started all this George Floyd stuff, mm-hmm. man, she jumped in as a big-time spokesman, and I'm going to do this.
And that's what I mean. Maybe it's a political reasons, but... Tom Hanks, on the other end, doesn't even get involved in that shit. The main reason I think he was targeted is because he got the coronavirus earlier on, and these same people are all the anti-coronavirus people, that same group of people that are saying that, you know,
right.
Why aren't we talking about the missing children? We're talking about the flu, you
but
know?
But, I mean, if you look at those lists of people that supposedly went to Epstein Island, Jay-Z and Beyonce were on there.
But that was a different – I don't know if those people were actually in the flight logs. I think some of that was misinformation.
Well, but neither was Hanks. You know what I mean?
There's no proof that he ever went.
I think these are people that in some way, shape, or form at some time met and were pictured with Jeffrey Epstein. Before anybody knew he was a fucking creep, you know?
Well, he was a big deal down in those rich Florida communities
and
shit. And
some
of them
made
it
known
he was a creep, but they
just
ignored it, which they shouldn't have. But that happens pretty often. It happened with Bill Cosby for years. Behind the scenes, everybody knew Bill Cosby was fucking date raping people. But no one ever said anything. It was just like, that's what Bill Cosby does. Stay away from him. You know what I mean? Like, I think the same shit might have been going with Epstein, but that doesn't mean that every single person was involved. But
see, I never knew that.
But Bill Clinton,
maybe I'm stupid. I never knew that about Bill Cosby.
I only know
it
because
out.
I've heard it a million times on different podcasts from comedians that I listen to. And
okay.
They know that scene because they've been involved
in it. So it's the behind the scenes
people. Yeah, it's
people
not like
knew
I fucking personally knew, but
right.
You know, Rogan's
because he was pretty much everybody's dad during that show. You know what I mean? Everybody watched the show.
Someone told, I think, Joe Rogan that Cosby made the staff come in and watch him eat spaghetti one time. Like, it was, you know, because they both worked for NBC. And Cosby just was a weird dude and would apparently make the people come in and watch him eat. Nothing would said or anything. He'd just eat his food, not talk, and then they would leave. Apparently, Cosby's just a weird fucking guy. But
he's
the rumors,
still in prison, right?
I'm not positive. But the rumors have always been there about him being creepy as far as that. And I'm sure the Epstein thing was there, too, and people probably knew about it. The same thing with that fucking the douchebag Hollywood producer that got busted. What was his name?
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, Weinstein. Everybody knew about that shit going on, but no one actually came forward. And now people are starting to come forward. So.
Oh, you know what? And well, there's a lot of shit
and maybe
coming
Tom
forward.
Hanks
the Kevin
of that,
Spacey
you know?
Thing, same deal.
Yeah.
You know,
he was known to be a creep for years and years and years.
But a creeper towards men, because he came out as gay later.
Yeah.
And, you know, sexually harassing men, which is a thing. It definitely is a thing.
Especially men the men.
Yeah. Mm. Especially straight men, because, you know, me personally, you, same way. I'm pro-gay. Do what you want to do. You know, I'm that. Live your life. Be happy. But don't push it on me.
Yeah, well, I don't want a dude trying to make out with me.
Yeah, and if I said
I don't want a chick, I don't want to make out
with
trying to make out with me.
If I meet some guy and I tell him, and he's gay, and I tell him very clearly I am not, and then later he's like, well, you know, try it one time, then I'm not going to like you anymore. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, I told you no. No means no.
No does mean no.
Even with this.
You know, I wipe standing up. We've talked about that.
Yeah. You pull one cheek with one hand.
I have a question. Yeah. All right. So I wipe standing up. That's my normal procedure. Now I'm talking about everyone. We have those weeks where our farts just aren't trustable and everything else.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that.
You know, we got going on. And you might have a fart that leaks out a little bit, but doesn't get the underwear, but just gives you the itchy ass.
Right.
So now you know that, well, okay, I got to go get a good wipe.
It was a little spray there.
I got to go get a good wipe, but I don't got a shit. What do you do in that situation? Do you pull your pants down, sit on the toilet, and wipe your ass?
Just
because
you
don't have to poop.
Your ass. There's still a spray of something, and that spray's got poop in it.
Well, yeah, I go and wipe my ass, but I'm already standing up, so I don't have to sit on it. I'm saying, knowing that you don't have to shit, you still sit on the toilet to wipe your ass and then stand back up.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering. That was just a weird thing I was thinking about the other day, because I had that moment, and I was like, well, I got to go give a good wipe to make sure my butthole's not itchy anymore. And I just went and did my normal wipe, but I was thinking, well, what do other people do that don't plan on shitting but usually wipe sitting down? They actually sit down just to wipe their ass and then stand back up? That seems a big wasted step.
I've got a fart topic, too.
Okay.
And it's so funny, because when I was a kid, I remember my dad didn't talk much, you know what I mean? It's just my dad was a man's man kind of guy, family first, everything, and work, family, he did the old-fashioned thing. Mm-hmm. But I remember my dad would sit on the couch, and he'd literally look me right in the face and just rip one. And I remember thinking how
And that rubbed off on you so hard.
Well, I remember back then just being so, oh, God, that's so fucking gross, you know what I mean, hearing your dad fart like that. And he just looked me right in the face when he did it, and especially if it stunk. So lately, I've been farting in front of my kids, and Emmett, my 18-year-old, it's the grossest thing in the world to him. It's fucking horrible.
I give him shit there. Come on, be a man. Enjoy a fart.
But I thought it was gross when my dad did it. But now I know why my dad did it, because it's fucking funny. Yeah. So I've been farting in front of Nathan, my 7-year-old, and he always goes, "Damn, Dad, that stinks, or that's gross, or whatever. Say excuse me." So today I'm farting in front of him. No smell at all. These are just, but they're loud. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the quality loud ones. Well, here's where my question lies. I went in to take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
I farted in the shower. And it stunk so fucking bad that I literally stuck my head outside of the fucking curtain to get some fresh air. Why do farts stink more in the water? Have you ever sat in a bathtub?
And what's funny is I think
farted, the bubble breaks, and oh my God, it's like death.
You've brought this up on the show before, like one of our early episodes, and I don't know. But I've never had that.
It does.
I never noticed it either. My kids love, or not my kids. Anton thinks they're fucking disgusting and like
farts.
Yeah, like they don't exist. Like he doesn't fart, you know, because he's just.
I think farts are fucking.
He's Anton,
funny.
But Kane, I never taught this to Kane, and this just came. It was a weird thing, where I one day he's sitting on the couch and he's like, "Dad, I come over here. I got to tell you a secret." And I go over there and I reach down my ear and he just farts and just fucking laughs his ass off. It was a proud dad moment, you know.
Yeah.
Like this kid is really enjoying a fart. I didn't teach him that, and he'll do it constantly. He'll
saw it on a, he'll on a
run
video
up,
or something.
Yeah, he'll run up to me and fart on me, and then fucking laugh, like stick his butt and just fart right on me, and then
That's
run
good
off.
Good work.
Yeah, he really enjoys fart humor, and like I said, I didn't teach him it, but I definitely get into it myself, and I do it back to him. The favor is returned. I fart on him.
I think the funniest thing I've ever seen when I was probably 12, 13, my brother-in-law Doug. Was a big. I used to ride motocross, and Doug was a motocross guy too. Everyone in the West, you know, had drove motocross, and Doug was out in his garage fixing his motorcycle one day, and he had it up on this little rack, so he was like standing straight up. And my nephew Jason, who was a toddler, and he was walking, but he was wobbly walking, you know, when toddlers first learn how to walk. And Doug, without batting an eye, just grabs him by the back of the head, buries his face in his ass, and just rips one.
Toddler.
And my nephew Jason started crying. You know, I never thought anything was so funny in my whole life.
I would have laughed my ass off.
And
I mean, that's fucked up, but I would have laughed my ass off.
I've never done it to one of my kids. I would have never done it.
That.
But it was it was the funniest thing I think I'd ever seen. He just grabbed his head and just buried it in there.
I still have a childhood scar from like. My neighbor was maybe 5-6 years older than me, and I would hang out with him every once in a while and stuff like that. And I, you're dying laughing about this toddler fart.
He didn't even look at him. He just grabbed him, farted, and then let him go. It was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
The release is good.
Yeah,
when he just doesn't pretend
right
like it didn't even
work.
Happen. That's a cruel human.
He was the greatest guy in the world.
I bet you he's not.
Oh, no. He's passed away now. Coolest dude you'll ever meet.
He had some fucking skeletons in his closet.
No, he was fucking, he was awesome.
Anyhow, so I was over at my neighbor's house, and he was a little bit older than me, and I remember him holding me down and pulling his pants down bare ass and farting on my forehead. And I still have this memory to this day. I was young. I was probably like 6. And looking back on it now, it's fucking hilarious. But I remember being so fucking pissed.
Did you ever light a fart?
Bare ass. I've never done it. I've watched it many times.
Oh, it works.
I was always worried about the old rumor that you could suck the
fart
flame back
flame
up your
back
butthole.
Your asshole.
Nah, I don't need a burn asshole. I've seen other people do it. That's fine.
In my lifetime, I've probably lit a 3-4 dozen farts, and they do indeed light.
I had a friend's dad growing up that every time he had the fart, he'd come running out of the bedroom and then lay on his back, fucking there's up and light a fart. We all thought he was the coolest guy because of that, basically.
Did he fart through his pants or did he pull his
fart,
pants down?
No, fart through his jeans.
And it still works.
He was a fucking gnarly dude, man. He was a mechanic.
He wanted everybody to see, though.
Yeah, now he's a Trumper. You know, this is the kind of guy that would just light a fart.
What would you think if Joe Biden got on there on TV tomorrow and said, all right, my running mate is going to be AOC?
I'd be fine with it, but I like AOC. What would be better if he got on tomorrow and lit a fart? Would he win? his press conference, all of a sudden you just see Joe Biden lay down and light a fart.
He'd light a fart, and then he'd stand up and say, you never saw anybody light a burp before, did you? Fucking lose his mind, this guy.
Oh, whatever. A lot of that is just bullshit.
Is it? Dementia is a fucking laughing
matter?
No,
dementia's not bullshit. Well, you guys are laughing at
him. Well, yeah,
I'm
but,
laughing, but
I don't think that's how you get elected.
I don't think he's got as bad as people think he does. I think he's old and he probably missed fucking said some words, but so do I. So what am I fucking going to get on someone for? Whatever.
So we're going to be having some more contests coming up. We're pushing the subscribe thing again, guys. Subscribe the hell out of it because we're doing a bunch of research on how to push the show out to more people because we want to see how many demented, twisted fucks are out there besides people we know.
Yeah, I mean, it's done a great job of taking the 300, 400, 500 people that we know personally and showing us who the fucking freaks are.
Yeah,
that we didn't know were freaks before, and I love knowing it. And I
yeah, but they're not
like,
freaks. They won't share the freakness.
Well, but still, we know they exist.
Oh yeah.
So what we need to do is reach into. So we've reached 500 people, and we found out that 50-60 people of our friends are real fucking freaks.
Yeah.
Now if we can
freakier
reach,
than us.
Now if we can reach 3 million people, I want to see what that freak status is. You know,
because
what I mean?
The freaks are out there.
Yes, of course.
And the whole point is, you know, we've been doing all this research on fucking YouTube about how to increase this, and I'm actually going to subscribe to a couple different places that help you push it out there. It's all a matter of like taglines and subscribers and stuff. So we need lots of subscribers. We appreciate you got us to 100. Now we're going to try to just keep it going more. So,
I agree.
Get all your friends.
And as anybody has watched it now on YouTube or I guess in Facebook now too, has seen that I've put up a couple different screens a split screen, and I'm trying to get people to subscribe by doing that. But look, this is what I gave you a weird look for earlier. I put subscribe or be cursed with incurable anal. Warts is supposed to be on there. That don't make any fucking sense the way it is right there. And it's been the whole show. It's just that anal.
Incurable anal. Let's say hypothetically,
yeah,
incurable anal meant
you're always getting fucked in the ass.
No, that you had a long thing like growing off your taint or something. And yeah, every time you moved wrong, it went in there.
Okay. I guess it could be that. But it was supposed to say warts. And I don't know what the fuck happened.
I don't want anal warts.
No one wants anal warts. That's why they should probably subscribe.
Now, would you rather have anal warts for a year or herpes?
Because herpes is a lifetime.
Herpes is a lifetime, but sometimes it never pops up.
Yeah, you can control it.
Yeah.
I might go with herpes there.
Really?
Yeah, because it is so controllable, and anal warts for a year just sounds fucking awful.
I don't understand how people get herpes, because they said you can only get it when one of you is broken out, mm-hmm, okay? But I knew a girl that had the herpes, and she said when she's broken out, it fucking hurts, and she can't even imagine fucking on it.
You think a lot of people get the mouth herpes on the dick? Is that how that happens?
That's possible, too.
I mean, because a lot of times you don't know. You think, ooh, I got a fever blister. It's not a fever blister, buddy.
I get canker sores, and I think that's a form of herpes.
Yeah. That's.
I've been getting those since I was a kid.
A lot of people, because they drink after people and stuff like that, get them. But yeah, you don't get rid of them. They keep coming back.
My mouth has been in some bad places. But
oh, I'm sure. You've told me you're not a face guy.
But yeah, these canker sores, I only get maybe one a year, one every 2 years. But when they come, they fucking hurt.
We got a rare visitor to the podcast right now, Mr. Anton. You don't want to be involved? You don't want to join the podcast, buddy?
Anton, we've always got room for a guest, buddy.
You don't want to be a guest?
He's in there packing for vacation.
We can talk about Pokemon. No, I'm actually... You're getting batteries. All right. I always tell him to stay black, and he gets so fucking confused.
You tell him that?
All the time, every time when he leaves. Hey, Anton, stay black. And he just goes, okay.
What he's supposed to do is give you this.
I wish he would.
By any means. Do you remember when, I don't know, you don't remember this because it was late 80s. It was so funny because late 80s, when the American black community decided to run with the apartheid thing in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which I still can't believe the whole fucking world didn't jump on, but it became known in America and the black community and the white community and anybody decent said, well, this is fucking ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are basically slaves down there. But they started making these Free South Africa necklaces. And what it was like a rope. And then underneath was a fucking medallion with the map of South Africa in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always made out of leather. And that showed your support.
Yeah, those were cool.
Yeah, I wore one of those.
Did you?
For about 2 years. This guy gave it to me. Well, that's how long it was. And
yeah, I got you.
Mandela got out of jail and everything was good. But I had no fucking idea. You know, I was a young kid. I knew what the apartheid was, but I didn't know the extent of it. A lot of people didn't. But yeah, I wore the fucker.
And
people used to say to me, they would see that thing on me. It's so funny. They would see me and say, they'd give me one of these. And so I'd give them one
back. I'd probably wear one of those. I remember two things. One thing, this is probably around 5th, 6th grade, and I was really into hip-hop at that point. What year was that? Maybe 92, 91, 92. I was a huge Public Enemy guy.
Vanilla Ice.
I was into hardcore hip-hop real early, so I never really got into the corny hip-hop.
Right.
I started with NWA, so I wasn't going to backtrack to Vanilla Ice.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. When the song came out, I jammed to it like everyone else, but I wasn't on his dick.
Even
like
though
a lot of
the hook was stolen.
Yeah, whatever.
Stolen
it's
hook.
Cool. Yeah. Anyhow, we went through a phase of stealing hood ornaments. That was a big thing. And
Mercedes.
And the Mercedes was the grand one. Actually, you know what the biggest one was? Was the big like bulldog that's on the trucks. The Mack truck.
The Mack truck.
Yeah, Mack truck one was like the ultimate one because it was hard to get. You really had to put a lot of pressure even to get it off.
Well, but the Mercedes ones, you just need some wire cutters to lift it up.
They were super easy. But yeah, when we would steal the Mercedes things and then wear them as a necklace.
Yeah, a lot of that was big in hip-hop.
Yeah, I did that definitely in sixth grade.
The gold ones especially.
And I was really into Flavor Flav, and I almost, and I never did it, but I almost ordered the clock. I was going to wear the clock and the African medallion. I was going to wear both of them because I thought it was cool as fuck. And I was sixth grade. I didn't really even know what any of it stood for. I was just like, you know.
He still wears a clock.
Well, that's his signature. He has
but
to,
I mean,
right?
Somebody on TV said, oh, that fucker's so old. Now he's wearing a grandfather clock. And I thought that was pretty fucking funny.
That is hilarious.
But it was so funny because growing up in Arizona, very, very small black community.
Yeah.
Tiny. When I was there, it was like 2%, 3% mm-hmm. black. And I think now the only reason it's a little bit higher is because of the university. Okay, just not a lot of black people there. And I, who knows why, you know?
Because they're smart and they got the fuck out. It's hot. It's
too fucking hot, yeah. But I went to an LL Cool J concert. It was LL Cool J with Houdini and...
That's a good show.
I'm trying to think who else it was. Oh, it was EPMD because that's who I went to see. I went to see EPMD. It was Houdini, EPMD, LL Cool J. It was the I'm Bad tour.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little place called Celebrity Theater, and it was a cool little theater in a really shitty part of town. The stage was in the middle, and it spun around in a circle.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter where you were sitting. You were going to see their faces at some point. But me and my buddy Ken Krosky, Ken half black even back then. It was all hip-hop music and stuff like that. But we were the only white guys there. And the place only held maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people. But I was sitting there going, fuck, I didn't even think there was this many black people in the state, you know? Yeah. And we went in and jammed out to this concert. And, you know, as far as they were concerned, we were just there like they were having a good time. Nobody fucked with us. We had a great time. And,
yeah.
That's when it was right after that his verbiage changed quite a bit. He turned into one of those guys that actually started using sayings and slang that only black people should use.
Yeah, I got you.
He didn't use the N-word. It was nothing like that.
No, I get you.
You know, the next day, I think on the drive home.
He became Eminem.
Fuck, homie, that show was live, you know.
Like, what do you say?
On the way, it was, man, I'm excited about seeing this show.
Yeah, it's weird when you've hung out with someone for a long time and then all of a sudden they start changing their
shit. Fuck, homie, that shit was dope.
There's been plenty of people that I know that talk like that that they've talked like that ever since I known them. So as far as I know, they were born fucking talking that way. Yeah. Who knows? But it is funny if you know someone and all of a sudden they change their shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he went to the show. And,
it's like
and
Madonna when she got that English accent. You're like, wait a second, you're from fucking New York. What is that? Like, you married Guy Ritchie, but you didn't fucking all of a sudden change your birthplace to the UK. What the fuck?
Yeah, people did shit all the time, but it was so funny. It didn't last forever, but, I mean, that show was fucking dope, son. I mean, it was on the way home.
Fucking
I'm like,
dope, son.
I'm like, I don't even know what that meant. You know, I didn't even know what that shit meant.
I've been the one show where me and my friend were the only white people on this whole thing. It was at Annie's. It was Buju Banton a long time ago on a reggae show. And I remember someone, you know, white concerts, typically, they're not passing around blunts and stuff. You know, for whatever reason.
Rock concerts do, back when I was going.
And inside?
Oh, yeah, when I was going.
Okay, well, it was a long time ago. Oh, and this was a while ago, too. It was at Annie's. Anyway, so they're passing around blunts like no other at this concert. But in the reggae community, and maybe this is, you know, through with the black community in general, is a lot of times their blunts have tobacco in them. They call them spliffs. Now,
yeah,
I'm not
it's
used
half tobacco,
to, I've
half
never
weed.
Been a tobacco smoker in my whole life. So I don't even know how to hit tobacco. So I took a hit off of someone's spliff and fucking almost died.
Really?
You know, just inhaling the tobacco like that. Yeah. Fucking cough my dick off. I, you know, I was like, what kind of fucking shitty weed is this? I asked the guy. He's like, it's a spliff, bro. And I was like, well, that was my fucking Evo. Evo definitely wasn't there.
Yeah, they didn't do it in the
fucking imagine reggae sound.
In Bulgaria.
Yeah, Jamaican, bro.
It's my spliff, bro.
Yeah, and I had no fucking clue. I almost died. It was a great experience, though, altogether. Had a great time. No one bothered me, like you said.
Well, we had a fucking great time. And you know what? I was liking R&B music. I liked rock, too. Even back then, I liked everything.
Yeah.
But I went to a couple of those hard hip-hop shows. Now, back then, it wasn't nearly as hard as it is like today. I never got to see any. I went to Digital Underground, place, you know, groups like that. But that fucking LL Cool J, man, he was no joke. He put a show on.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've seen a lot of hip-hop shows, and I don't think hip-hop shows are usually as good as rock concerts. But there's exceptions. Outkast was fucking ridiculous. The Roots are ridiculous. Jurassic 5. But then you go back to some other people, like Jay-Z sucked. Eminem sucked. You know,
Eminem did suck. I saw.
Yeah, so, you know, it's hit and miss. But there are some hip-hop bands that are fucking great.
Well, I liked hip-hop a lot. Still like a lot of it, but I'm more of an old-school guy. But always been a big, huge R&B guy. Mm-hmm. Luther Vandross, I mean, I don't care if he was gay. I'd sleep with him. And Anita Baker, the slow jam kind of stuff. But first time I went and saw Earth, Wind & Fire live, I was fucking blown away.
Well, it's Earth, Wind & Fire.
Well,
that's a show.
It's not just a show. It was fucking 20 musicians on the fucking
stage. That's what
stage,
I mean. That's a show.
Four guys playing horns, guy playing percussion, another guy playing drums, bass player, three guitars. I mean, it was... And they're fucking You know, Philip Bailey comes out there sounding exactly like you fucking did, and Walter comes out. It was fucking phenomenal, and it hooked me. And I think I saw Earth, Wind, and Fire. They did the coolest fucking thing where they big puff of smoke went off, and then you looked out in the audience, and they were all sitting next to somebody in the crowd.
It was fun. That is cool.
Yeah, it was cool. But I went and saw them with Chicago, and they're virtually the same band. Chicago is the
one's
rock.
White, one's
rock,
black.
Yeah, but their music sounds the same.
I get what you're saying.
And that was, without a doubt, I think the coolest show I ever fucking saw. They came out together, and they did two or three of each other's songs, and they split the lyrics. Robert Lamb did it with Philip Bailey, and they sang them together.
I seen Elton John and Billy Joel did that.
Yeah,
same,
they did
same
the same
thing.
And then Chicago went off stage. Earth, Wind, and Fire did a bunch of hits. Mm-hmm. Chicago came on, did a bunch, and they came together at the end for a fucking giant fucking thing. I'd never been blown away so much in my life, and I was a little mad at myself because I was fucking tore up, you know. But there was literally six horns on the stage, and two fucking drummers going at it. And that always blew my mind when there was two drummers playing a song. You see it when they do these collaborations, and it's like they're pretty much doing the exact same thing.
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
Unless it's going to sound like shit.
But their fills are going to be a little different.
Yeah, I don't really dig the two-drummer thing, but
I didn't like it. I don't like it either, but it worked there. Because the way they did it, and it was fucking cool. Like, if they were doing a Chicago tune, you know, the Chicago drummer was doing all the weird fills and stuff like that, and the other guy was just keeping the time, and it was badass. I mean, it, fucking phenomenal.
Good drummers
show.
Can make it work, but I usually don't like that.
It was a great show. One of my favorites.
You got a Would You Rather this week.
I do. And then I've got a fucking great joke. Kind of like the one I told you before, except I've got to twist the words around a little bit. Okay, I've got one. There goes Mike.
Ah, fucking Mike. Rest in peace, Mike.
I wonder if that was the fly I threw in there.
He was one of my favorite bugs.
I wonder if that was the fly I threw in there.
I don't know. We have a bug zapper in the studio now, and it zaps probably about 300 bugs a day. There's a fucking whole graveyard over in the corner of my room.
All right, I got one for you. You're single, okay? You meet a girl at a bar, whatever. She's hot. You guys get along. She fucking has the same weird sense of humor as you.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. You date her a couple times. Everything is good. You end up back at your house, and this girl's smoking hot, and she's the fucking coolest chick you ever met. You're getting her clothes off. You're just getting ready to stick your dick in. A text comes through that says, "Stop. That's your second cousin who you never knew."
Mm-hmm.
You fucking her anyway?
That's the whole would you rather?
Would you rather fuck her and pretend you never got this text or say fuck it and walk away? Hottest chick you've ever known, coolest chick you've ever known, laying there with her shirt off, perfect fucking titties, ready to fucking ride you like Seattle Slough. And then a text comes, "Stop, that's your second cousin." Would you rather fuck her or not fuck her?
Not fucking her, man.
Second.
It doesn't matter.
It's legal in some places.
Yeah, you're right, but it's not. I have second cousins that I know and stuff, and I just...
Does it cross your mind that whoever sent you the text is a whack job and might be wrong? But this is your opportunity. Turn her down now, and you're not getting another one.
I'm still turning it down, man. I can't. No.
Second cousin.
It doesn't matter. If I know, I know. If I don't know, no one ever told me.
You don't know if it's real or not.
Yeah,
you don't know if it's accurate.
I can't take that chance. Come on.
This girl's going to fucking, if you turn her down now, she's never going to fucking talk to you again. This chick is cool as fuck. It could be a buddy playing a joke on you.
Mm-hmm. I'm still not doing it. The second cousin's still too close. If you said like fourth cousin once removed, I'd be like,
second.
All right. Yeah.
I didn't say first because that answer is obvious.
Oh, yeah, that's an obvious one.
Second, it's your first cousin's kid.
Yeah, not doing it, man.
You're not doing it.
No, not exactly. Especially the way you just said that. That's so creepy.
But you don't know if they're right or not. You don't know if it's accurate. Guys, what are you doing? Are you hitting it? She's fucking beautiful. And she's cool as fuck. And this guy who's sending the text might be full of shit. Would you rather fuck her and take the chance or not fuck her?
Not fucking her. That wasn't a hard one for me, buddy.
All right.
I mean, maybe you look at your family a little different than I look at my family.
No, but I mean, you're, say, hypothetically 30 years old. You never knew she existed.
Yeah, but I did as soon as someone told me.
They could be fucking lying.
Yeah, but they're probably not. Why would they lie to me about that? Not doing it.
Not doing it, huh?
Not doing it. No.
I'm rolling the dice, I think.
I know you're rolling the dice. I knew as soon as you fucking, the way you like defended the decision, I could tell. You're
because
putting doubt in there.
It could be somebody fucking with you, and then you've lost this. You'll never get another opportunity.
I'd rather lose it.
90% of people have herpes type A. Well, I don't, but I'm rolling the dice on that one. And if I find out later, I'll say, well, I'm not doing it again.
No, I mean, I'll fuck my second cousin once, but twice, that's disgusting.
First of all, you didn't even know they were alive.
Yeah.
Okay, your dad and his brother got in a fight when they were teenagers and vowed never to speak again. You don't know they're alive. Could be somebody just fucking with you, and then you've blown the best thing, could have been fucking real, and could have been the best night of sex of your life.
I'll pass. It's a cousin. I'm
rolling
fucking good. I know you are.
What are you guys doing? Because I'm hitting it.
Joke of the week.
All right. This is a good one. It's one of my favorites. I'm not going to throw any specific group in here, but I love this fucking joke. There's this lazy, good-for-nothing piece of shit sitting at home with no job, no fucking future, no shit. He's just a turd. And his buddy calls him and says, man, why don't you go down to the welfare office? They give you free money down there. He's like, really? He goes, yeah, you don't even have to work. You just go down there and get free money.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks into the welfare office, and this fucking guy behind the desk goes, fuck. Here comes another piece of shit wanting fucking free money. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. You're here for welfare. The guy goes, well, yeah, I'm here for welfare. He said, but I'd rather have a job. If you got a job for me, I'd rather have that.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, man, it is so nice to hear from somebody who actually wants to work, doesn't want to fucking eat government cheese all the time and work for what he's got. And it's your lucky day, too. We have a customer comes in here. He's a millionaire. He's got his beautiful daughter. And all she likes to do is shop and fuck. So you need to travel around with her in a limo all day, carry her bags, hold stuff while she tries clothes on. And then when she gets horny a couple times a day, you got to fuck her because no one can keep up with her.
Mm-hmm.
The job pays $60,000 a year. Guy goes, holy cow, $60,000 a year? You got to be shitting me. And the guy says, well, yeah, but you started it. Good joke.
That is a good joke.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
And it makes sense.
It does. Makes a lot of sense.
All right, guys, that is episode 42. We have to get out of here. Chris has to go to work. I got to hang out and do nothing for 2 hours. I fucking hate
hey,
that.
Hey, subscribe or I sleep with your sister.
It is true. If you do not subscribe, Chris is going to bone your sister. And he's popping the pill. He's giving her the vein.
And if you don't have a sister, brother. Wait, hold on.
I'm finger fucking your grandma, so I'm skipping all that. I'm going straight to fucking granny's utensils.
But get your friends to subscribe, guys. Do whatever you can, and hopefully before long you'll see my cock hanging right here.
No, but you're definitely going to see the blumpkin that Get Pussy 69's lady,
Get
Dick 69. Will her picture will be put up there soon, and we will get you your certificate, and shame on everybody else for not sending more of those in.
And for those of you that know anything about art, tell us what you think of that drawing. I think it has some abstract, weird, cartoony things that might actually, some art person might go, no, that's good. That's really good. I like that. I don't know good art from bad art.
Yeah, I think it's good for a seventh grader. So,
like, because there's people today that can sit here and look at and draw you a picture of the Mona Lisa as perfect as the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's worth $10 billion and yours is worth wiping your ass with. I don't understand the difference.
What do you mean? Well, the guy that invents the Nintendo gets the money, not the guy that fucking reproduces it 2 years later.
Well, what I'm saying is somebody could draw another picture of another woman that wasn't the Mona Lisa, and I don't know. I can't look at a picture and say, oh, my God, that's amazing.
I don't know how art becomes art. I don't know how things get determined as far as that. Some of them are shit. Yeah. We got artwork around our work that is awful. Like, and then you know the casino paid lots of money for it, and the fucking art is awful. So
yeah,
I don't understand how any of that works. Sometimes I think you just give an artist money and they give you something and you just assume that it's worth fucking $3,000. I don't know how it works. Nor do I give a shit. So fuck that.
By the way, 5 years ago today, Rush played their final concert.
Thank God. That's over with. Anyways.
Fuck off.
That's episode 42, guys. Until next time, see ya.
Bye. Don't you know who
gonna rise up.